I'm Joe Riley with KWBU, and this is Likely Stories. I first discovered Mary Oliver's poetry sometime in the 80s. I was browsing the poetry section of a bookstore and came across American Primitive. I had never heard of Mary Oliver. Maybe I was attracted to the cover, I don't know. But when I took it from the shelf and began to leaf through, I knew I had found something special. From then on, I began collecting Oliver's work whenever a new volume was published, and I've loved them all. This year, I discovered Thirst, which was published in 2006. Somehow, I missed it when it first came out. There are 43 poems in this volume, beautiful poems, nothing new there. But they move in a new direction, dealing with grief and sadness after the death of her longtime partner, and moving toward spirituality, toward faith. Here's one. Making the house ready for the Lord. Dear Lord, I have swept and I have washed, but still nothing is as shining as it should be for you. Under the sink, for example, is an uproar of mice. It is the season of their many children. What shall I do? And under the eaves and through the walls, the squirrels have gnawed their ragged entrances. But it is the season when they need shelter. So what shall I do? And the raccoon limps into the kitchen and opens the cupboard while the dog snores. The cat hugs the pillow. What shall I do? Beautiful is the new snow falling in the yard and the fox who is staring boldly up the path to the door. And still I believe you will come, Lord. You will, when I speak to the fox, the sparrow, the lost dog, the shivering sea goose, know that really I am speaking to you whenever I say, as I do all morning and afternoon, come in, come in. And this, the volume's epilogue, Thirst. Another morning, and I wake with thirst for the goodness I do not have. I walk out to the pond, and all the way God has given us such beautiful lessons. O Lord, I was never a quick scholar, but sulked and hunched over my books past the hour and the bell. Grant me, in your mercy, a little more time. Love for the earth and love for you are having such a long conversation in my heart. Who knows what will finally happen or where I will be sent, yet already I have given a great many things away, expecting to be told to pack nothing except the prayers which, with this thirst, I am slowly learning. In a 2015 interview with Krista Tippett, host of the program and podcast On Being, Oliver spoke of overcoming a difficult childhood. She said, "I escaped it barely with years of trouble. But I did find the entire world in looking for something. But I got saved by poetry, and I got saved by the beauty of the world." With her words, Mary Oliver offers that beauty to us, of nature, of the world, even of sadness and grief. Thirst, Poems by Mary Oliver, is available from Beacon Press, Boston.
Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. To hear this or past episodes of Likely Stories, visit our website at kwbu.org. Just look for Likely Stories in the Programs tab.